Hey, everybody, it's time for an incomparable movie commentary track just for you, members of The Incomparable. So thank you for being a member. I am Jason Snell. This is our third. If you have not gone through the First Class feed archive, you should do that because we did a Raiders of the Lost Ark commentary. We did a Back to the Future commentary. And in this commentary, we will be talking about Star Wars. Yes, the original 1977 Star Wars. And joining me to commentate on this film are the following wonderful people. Kelly Gamont is here. Hello.
Hi, Jason.
It's good to have you here. Monty Ashley is here, too. Hi, Monty.
That's a name I've not heard in a few minutes.
Sure. Shannon Sutterth is here. Hi.
Hola, freakies.
Dan Morin is here. Hello.
Hi. I've never seen this movie.
And, well, you're in for a treat. And John Siracusa. Hi.
Something very familiar about this place.
All right. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to watch Star Wars. So what you should do is get your copy of Star Wars up and running. Now, I know there are a lot of questions about what version of Star Wars you want to use, because there are many versions, it turns out. We're going to use the despecialized edition, which is basically the original edition, as close to it as possible. However, we will also make available a version that's timed more or less to the commonly available special edition. We won't be seeing some of those special effects that you're seeing, but I'll try to get the timing right. Anyway, look at this version and see which one it is, and then choose accordingly based on what you've got. The despecialized edition is available falling off of the back of trucks in various places on the internet.
Falling off trucks everywhere.
And also, here's an important point for everybody. If you're using a podcast player that has a really fun feature where it automatically removes silence or plays at more than 1x speed, turn those features off, or this won't make any sense, because we're going to watch the movie at a 1-to-1 speed, a 1x speed, as is traditional.
I will say that people tell me they listen to the Not Playing Commentary episodes with the smart speed on.
Well, if you don't want to watch this with the movie playing,
yeah, totally fine.
Like we're your little friends who are sitting there watching the movie with you, which is the whole point. If you just want to listen to it without context because you've got Star Wars in your mind, fine. Do that. But if you're watching along with us, just a reminder that to keep in sync, you're going to need to turn off your smart speeds, your 2x speeds, and all of that.
And all the garbage measures on the detention level.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly right. Reference acknowledged.
Or watch the movie twice as fast as well.
Or, yes, that. Or watch us at the same speed at which you you speed up the movie. Okay, so we're going to get started. We are going to press play, and the first thing we're going to hear is the 20th Century Fox fanfare. So we're going to count down to that, and we're all going to press play and start talking about the movie. And throughout, you'll hear the incomparable announcer every now and then saying a line of dialogue in time with the dialogue, in case you're wondering if your copy is in sync or not. So you can keep in sync that way. That's an idea that I stole from Riftrax. So thanks to Riftrax for coming up with the idea of a robot who tells you what the dialogue in the movie is. All right, everybody, my dear panelists, I'm going to count down from 3 to 1. And when I say 1, press play. And you, dear listener at home, do the same. 3, 2, 1. Dun-dun-dun. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, 20th Century Fox is a corporation purchased by Disney?
No, they purchase a bunch of their assets.
That opening is so last century.
It was a long time before I realized that was a separate piece of music.
Was it a long, long ago?
Thanks, Alfred Newman.
Yeah, it's a good fanfare. Oh, and the part at the end was added on later.
You know, a critical mistake I see people make a lot when they duplicate the Star Wars logo is they put stars inside the letters, but in fact, it's opaque black. Oh. This is the kind of commentary you tune in for.
Speaking of commentary, I realize I should have listened to the original New Hope episode so I don't repeat myself too much, but I didn't, so please forgive me for saying the exact same things I said.
Consider this the greatest hits edition.
Which episode is this?
It's got to be the evil Galactic Empire, huh?
At least it's not in all caps.
Well, the good Galactic Empire is a different set of movies.
Such as a good Galactic Empire?
Well, I just like the way they skip any exposition. We're just telling you up front. Good guys, bad guys. Saves time.
During the battle, good rebel spies.
Death Star. That must be the title of a movie.
Hey, spoiler. The Death Star can destroy an entire planet.
Mm. Well, you got to know the stakes
up front.
And
it's not a moon, it's a space station.
They'll never pay off that line, though. Don't worry.
Sinister agents to Monty.
That's a good point. Like, do they need to say that the power to destroy an entire planet, does that line even need to be in there, given that we see them destroy an entire planet as a demonstration?
Let's take some cuts to this, shall we?
You rarely hear people talk about Princess Leia as a custodian.
Mm-hmm. I've wondered about how many hats she did, in fact, wear.
Princess? Senator? Janitor?
Yeah, no.
It's impressive that she kept her dress so white during that job.
Mm. That shows she's good at it.
Sure.
I think that was the ultimate decay of the Old Republic, is their insistence on bleach.
Servant leaders.
And lots of laundry because of the white.
Just to be clear, those are moons, right? Those are not space stations?
Yeah.
That's a moon, Dan.
That's a moon.
So here we begin the series of special effects that would never be seen in the rest of the Star Wars movies, which is flashing the entire screen white. That's what we're seeing here. They never did that again. For good reason. It looks bad.
What color do you think are the engines blue? I always saw them as blue.
Yeah. Little lens flare there, too, by the way. I think that's where J.J. Abrams got it.
Young J.J.
Hey, I want to know what happened to the silver C-3PO
guy. He's not silver. He's lighter
gold. He's not
gold.
As gold.
It's like apple
he's
silver.
Gold
oh, is he white gold? Well, like, that's the most valuable gold of all.
As a kid, I wondered the fate of the rose gold C-3PO unit as well.
Well, maybe he went off and found an asteroid and had some adventures.
Don't go right! Don't go to the right! Oh, no! He's doomed.
Oh,
I liked him.
What's the fate of this ship? Did the ship blow up? Or does it just get taken and impounded and put through the...
It just gets taken.
The Empire uses it for missions later.
No, they just capture it.
Strip it for scrap.
And this has a name. It has a name that is not named in
the
movie.
It's the Tantive IV. Yeah.
And on the other side of that door, Darth Vader is doing real cool stuff in Rogue One right now.
Mm-hmm. He's literally in a different movie.
Wait, how did you guys pronounce the name of this ship?
It's the Tantive IV.
Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how I always pronounce it.
I always thought it was Tantive.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, too. Look at those guys' eyebrows.
I like these guys.
Somebody tried to convince me that guy was Harrison Ford once.
I was happy he was once, but then he changed and it wasn't anymore.
It's incredible eyebrows in that guy.
That is an English actor.
I really liked their helmets as a kid. I remember being very impressed that they had so much helmet. Like,
I loved in Rogue One that we got to see the guys with the big swept-back bike helmets again.
I know.
Right. And they died just as easily there.
It's not helping them. Those are not good helmets.
Well, they're protecting the back of their neck.
Well, we don't know that any of them died from getting shot in the head.
And it's like, that's all they've got. They don't really have armor.
Did they die of concussions, Dan? I don't think so.
It's the back of their neck, just in case they're running away, as they always are. Yeah, see, when they turn around, they die.
They're protected from the flying guillotine. Right.
This scene is a shot where that says, don't take this movie too seriously. They literally just walk across the things.
Yeah. Yep.
It's fine. Just don't.
This is also the scene where Star Wars learned, don't use so much smoke.
Yeah.
Well, I know he's got to have the dramatic entrance, but that's a lot of smoke. They never do that again either.
My air is filtered. I do not care.
John Williams already earning his salary.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Several people's salaries.
He had more lines of dialogue so far than anyone else.
He did. I don't know how you spell them, but yes, he did.
Ooh, a playing card is being inserted into a robot.
Yep.
What could it mean?
It's a punch card.
Good. It's a long time ago.
I love that upon multiple viewings, you can see she does the little double take that she does in the hologram later. That was not something obvious when you watched it as a kid in the theater.
R2 is going to hit one of those pylons.
He's veering to the right a little.
Oh, yeah. He might be a little drunk.
Might.
Smashed into who knows what.
Oh, that was a cut. You can see that they actually trimmed frames out of when he before he starts to roll forward.
Also, that's things out of sequence where she takes the hood back, because there's a scene later which is clearly from the same sequence of shots, but it's in a different... Yeah, there's... Did you check the other computers?
Have you located time?
I can't answer you!
It's kind of hard to interrogate him if he's... Holding him by the throat makes it hard to talk.
Is Darth Vader left-handed?
No, he's that good. He can use his. He's ambidextrous.
I am not left-handed either.
He needs his right hand for important stuff, you guys.
There you go.
The Darth Vader costume, of course, in this movie,
so
very
much
different
cheaper
from the others.
Yep.
Yeah.
More pokey.
You can kind of see through. the eyes, the lenses.
Oh, I love this. She's going to shoot one of those guys, and they respond with the stun. Like, oh, he's dead.
Now, well, the stun right. they did bring back, well, right? This used to be one of the effects that never came back, but I think they did they bring it back in Rogue One?
Oh, yeah, they did, the stun.
I think Leia is the best shot in the Star Wars universe.
It's entirely possible.
That's why Han loves her.
I mean, Han does shoot a stormtrooper in the eye in Return of the Jedi, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but on the Millennium Falcon, which he should be very used to, he misses TIE fighters a lot. You don't see Leia miss very much.
She also doesn't shoot as much. There's a percentages, right?
Yeah. Well, right now, she's one for one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to regret this.
Yeah, also, her lip gloss deflects lasers.
That's shot. The impression I get here is that they've been picking off all the life pods that have crew in it. And this one doesn't, and so they're going to save their beams, their beam budget.
Because they're lazy. That's what it comes down to. They're lazy. Yeah. They're like, oh, we could shoot all of them.
Like, not even target practice.
There's a story in the collection from a certain point of view, which came out last year, that explained what happened to that guy who decided to save one shot and how they had to, like, fake up some forms to cover him.
I always thought the back of the stormtrooper said 011.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't think so. I think it's just a circle and then like a square with a line through it.
Yeah, they're just lines. Yeah, the helmet looks so much worse when you have high definition.
Also, I think David Prowse is speaking the dialogue a little too fast for James Earl Jones there, so he really has to rush it. It's very unlike future Vader dialogue.
You can watch him like shaking his hand, and it's very unpaced.
Is the guy left dubbed? I always think he's dubbed.
Oh, what, the guy on the left?
Totally dubbed, right?
It's hard to tell. I think the problem is because Jones is dubbed in, it's hard to tell if he's also dubbed.
Right.
Well, it might be ADR. It might still be his voice, but they had to record it after because of hallway noise or something.
Yeah.
Bad ADR.
They had to take out Prowse's voice, so it would be easier to take them both out.
Right.
Right. Sure.
I also wonder, I wonder about accents in Star Wars in general, like the idea of, because most of the bad guys have an English accent, but not all of them.
Virtually all.
And of course, Obi-Wan has an English accent too, but so there's that question too, if they could dub them in with the different accent if they wanted to, I don't know.
A whole bunch of the X-Wing pilots are actually English, but are just speaking with American accents.
Well, England, as you know, is entirely peopled with criminals.
Some more obvious than others.
You can hear them slip sometimes.
So in the special edition, which some of you may be watching, there's like dragons flying around and there's like a guy in a dune buggy back there.
There's a wizard.
All sorts of stuff happening. But
the inside
in our
of
version,
the pod isn't blue.
It's just Tunisia. There's just a lot of sand here.
Now, we know from the prequels that R2-D2 has not had his memory wiped, although C-3PO has, which makes all of R2's dialogue... He's definitely saying, you're an idiot. We need to go this way. You were built on this planet, moron.
Don't you remember where we...
I like that C-3PO gives up on him. Like, fine.
And kicks him.
I like the kicking. Like, I don't know why, but I'm like...
He's a very petulant role.
It's like early on in a sitcom where they don't know how sympathetic to make the characters, like who's going to be a favorite, right?
Yeah.
Latter-day C-3PO wouldn't do that.
Who hasn't wanted to kick their computer?
Yeah.
Also, like, isn't it just that the landing in the escape pod, like, now suddenly 3PO looks like 40 miles of hard road, and R2 looked
desert.
A little rough around the edges already, but, like, he's leaking stuff out of the thing on the front and the whole, like, yeah.
You're right. He looked great. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes ago?
Well, there was some shooting. There was some
ducking. Landing might have been tumbling. It's like putting him in a rock tumbler.
Leave him in there long enough and he'd be smooth again.
Well, he doesn't look denty. He just looks like real rough around the edges. And I was kind of wondering. I always wonder that, like, as a kid, what happened that they didn't show us that now it's like he's bleeding and stuff walking around in the desert?
They made the shots out of order. They're like, yeah, he's been in the desert for a while. And then they're like, later on, we're like, oh, crap. Oh, well.
I hear this music every time it's really hot during the summer.
Great robot chicken sketch about that skeleton. I'll just say there's a really amazing, if you haven't seen the Robot Chicken Star Wars joke, that's just about that skeleton that's out in the desert.
While a fine robot chicken joke, my favorite is the guy in the bar.
Yes. Who's the architect?
That's my favorite robot chicken
joke. That is a great one too.
That's my favorite.
And side wiping from the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some day for night, put a filter on it.
Time passes.
Oh, as a kid, I thought the Jawas were so weird and cool. I mean, I still do, but I like the glowing eyes and the little robes and all that. It's like super weird.
I've seen some really good Jawa cosplay at the Star Wars conventions, like top notch. Mostly, I think it's people dressing up their kids.
Yeah, well, when you see the way some of them move, I mean, you know, that was something watching it in the theater, and, you know, my mom sitting next to me, and she's just like, wait a minute, those are kids, because she's just by their body language, those are kids.
What do you mean?
That's rabbit.
Yeah, look at that harsh moonlight coming in on the left side of the ship.
I don't think it's supposed to be night. It's just supposed to be twilight.
We established there's at least a couple moons because we saw them in the opening
shot. This is when it looks like when there's only one sun out. It's fine.
He's got his electrical blunderbuss there.
Some poor guy had to draw all those little blue lines.
It was Joe Steele or Joe Steele's progenitor.
Clunk.
Oh, no.
Clunk. Oh, Kenny Baker.
You hear the Aiga right out of the Ewoks. These are space Ewoks. That's what the movies are telling us.
I love the way that one guy runs with his hands waving side to side instead of up and down.
5 or 6 year old.
These are sand Ewoks.
Yeah. Yes. Desert Ewoks. But
they're space Ewoks because they travel from Endor to here.
Oh, I see.
They're spacefaring Ewoks.
I can't get behind that because there's no ears under those hoods.
Sand Ewoks is pejorative, Jason.
They're all little Jedi. This is what happened to the Jedi. They got smaller.
Yeah.
According to Knights of the Old Republic, the Jawas are able to survive by scavenging stuff because so many civilizations have been built.
So many droids land in this desert.
People build civilizations on Tatooine, and then the desert covers them up. So the Jawas dig up previous layers.
That makes sense. Tatooine seems like a terrible place to be.
Why would anyone go here?
Mineral rights. And it's full of crate dragons. Those things are delicious.
As you just explained, the soil's rich in iron.
Yeah, here's the robot vacuum.
This thing really sucks.
Yeah, let's discuss the physics of this vacuum now.
You reach into the back of the playset and you move the little slider up and it moves the droid up.
I mean, I guess it could be magnets.
I always assumed there was a magnet in there.
I just thought it was a vacuum cleaner. I was going to go with that.
There's the restraining bolt.
Space vacuum cleaner.
I mean, it makes a whooshing noise, but it's hard to tell.
I had this playset. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
It was the coolest thing in the world.
Ooh, bug droid guy.
Didn't have time to do the eyes.
I like that there's just a little bit of like metal on top of R2 here. Just like a sprinkling.
Like
they just, R5-D4.
Yep.
They're like, let's just pile some steel wool on his head.
Some shavings. Boy, it's hard out here for a droid.
I saw a guy at Emerald City Comic Con who had an R5-D4 and an R2-D2, and the R5-D4 would like pop and spew smoke, which was pretty amazing.
Droid.
I remember even as a kid, I was not on board with the Gauss droid's feet.
I think the Gauss droid is the best because he is literally just a walking garbage can.
It's a Charlie Brown costume. It's like a person in the sheet.
So good. I mean, he's at least two trash cans, let's be fair.
I have no arms!
Is he a power droid because he provides power, or...
He has the power.
you again. Beep boop.
Look at that sad droid there with the no arms.
Yeah, with the doll. The doll eyes.
Yeah. Mm. The two of them back there, like,
I hear that droid
sad.
Was in David Laura's childhood home.
Hey, it's night for night now.
Well,
there's a blue sky back there.
No, it's still day for night.
Non-moving Dubak.
Could not afford to move that Dubak or the dude on him.
Yeah.
So what's the timeline here? How long did it take them to come down and look?
Look, sir, droid.
That's not a droid, Sergeant. That's a ring.
That guy's got the best line of the movie. He's got to turn that little washer.
A washer.
I like that one little scrap was like, oh, droids, of course.
The Jawas literally scavenge everything off here, and that guy's like, a washer, clearly droids.
I know.
Surprised the Jawas didn't go get that escape pod. They're going to be kicking themselves later.
It was pretty far away because he wandered for a while.
But they got R2 and C-3PO, so they
were sweeping that area for sure. Maybe they're trying to avoid Imperial entanglements. I don't know. Utini!
Means everything.
You'd think they'd be partial to keeping a low profile, but they keep shouting.
They can't help it. They're very short.
All desert merchants are angry.
Well, I'd be angry too if I had to live in all this sand.
So what does that guy do, do you think?
That's
the spider droid.
That's the prize machine at the arcade where you gotta like pick up the stuffed animals.
And in the dome.
The claw.
Oh yeah, black dome.
That one looks straight out of BattleBots.
Oh yeah.
In the cutscene from the beginning where Luke sees the battle in space, I felt like they have one of those.
Yeah, I used to know what that guy was.
Treadwell.
Or at least his name.
He looks like a really, really beat up robot from Lost in Space.
This is kind of an early version of the cantina scene because there's all these really cool looking weird robots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that many, though. You got the dome one. You got the claw one.
The Jawas are
more than I have.
And there's a gonk down there. The Jawas are really motivated to sell product because they are just like, this is just a settlement with three people in it, and they are unloading all the merchandise just for them.
Well, not all of it, though. I bet there's Amway on the van still.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They know what a farmer, a moisture farmer might want.
I have no use for this.
Yes, this is a curated selection.
Think about if you had an external battery where you could plug in your iPhone and it just walked over to you whenever you needed it. Like, I'm kind of on board with that.
I saw a built R2-D2 at a convention that had USB in the front and you could charge your phone on him.
Also, he probably compromises your entire smartphone while you're at it, because that's just how R2 rolls.
Yep.
Binary load lifters are important.
So this reveals that his first job was not as a protocol droid. So he was built like this, but they had him programming load lifters. But and eventually he graduated to being a protocol droid.
But how does that jibe with episode one?
The first one he remembers.
Mm-hmm. They said in episode three that they just wiped his memory, which is horrific. These robots have personalities. And they are treated like objects.
Maybe 3PO would be less of a jerk if he hadn't had his memory wiped.
He's not a jerk. He's just high strung. This is not as whiny as Luke. We just missed him complaining about his power converters.
Tashi Station.
You can waste time with your friends later. Time spent with your friends is a waste, Luke. That's what he's telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't see him in the movie.
It's very clear that Luke is just like, but please, that was my excuse to not be here today.
Yes.
Please.
And Luke's voice cracks in his first two lines in the movie.
Yeah.
Power converters, motivator.
This is the first time I've seen this since reading From a Certain Point of View, and I'm really enjoying it.
The blue one.
The radio drama suggests that R2-D2 sabotages that droid, which I always enjoyed.
Yeah.
And From a Certain Point of View, that robot kills himself so that R2-D2 can go with C-3PO, which I think is a fun move.
Oh, wow.
That's dark, man.
Yeah, I forgot R2's all like, about that story.
Please let me go. It's important for the galaxy. And R5's like, all right. And there's a Jawa who's like desperate to see the galaxy, and he's been hiding inside the thing.
How awful is it to be inside that suit for Anthony Daniels?
He's going to an
Pretty
Autobot.
Bad.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, he's made his living on it.
T-16 in the background. We never see it fly.
The Skyhopper.
Yeah. I'm totally blanking on the name of the guy that played K2SO.
Alan Tudyk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He told a story about how Anthony Daniels, like, at the Rogue One premiere or something, like, Anthony Daniels was there and, like, shook his fist and swore at him that he didn't have to stomp around in a horrible metal suit in the desert like he had to. And
yeah, they don't even have fiberglass yet.
He did wear, like, didn't he wear, like, the monkey suit with the dots on it for special effects?
Yeah.
Yeah, but only for a few times here and there. Like, overall, he didn't have to go stand in the desert in a suit like Anthony Daniels did. And I just, and of course, reading the story, like, of course, all I can hear it in is C-3PO's voice, which listening to C-3PO swear in my mind is really funny.
You know, when C-3PO says, thank the maker,
he means the Anakin.
Yeah. Wow. No. He said the maker, not my maker.
Mm. Well, I don't know anything about droid religion.
He made the great 3D printer in the sky, the maker.
Is Luke using a can opener on him? What is he doing?
Yep.
He's got carbon scoring, and he's just trying to
pop out whatever.
Stuff out of the little, oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's how carbon scoring works.
How did this hologram get made? Where was the camera?
Easy drone.
Yeah, my eyes are over here.
And this is all a ruse by R2, right? Like, he could play this at any time. Oh, yeah. He's just like, now I've got a partial message.
Yes.
I've only got part of it. Yeah.
We learned that in episode 8, that he can play it whenever he wants.
Yeah, it's true.
As far as I'm concerned, everything is canon, even the stuff that contradicts the other stuff.
a person of some importance?
Nope, none.
Yeah. Is there any more?
Just
to this
found
recording?
30 seconds
mean,
on
Luke?
YouTube. Sorry.
It's the way C-3PO responds to some of the stuff R2 says. I like to believe that R2 is just filthy, right? Like he's
yeah.
like,
oh yeah,
of course.
Get a load
yeah.
of this kid. What does he think? Who does he think he is? Well, they behave yourself, R2.
That's why he's a protocol droid, yeah. Jason.
It's got to smooth it all out from the filthy okay. beeps and boops.
And meanwhile, R2 recognizes this farm the whole time.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, these farms all kind of look similar.
All right, I'll buy that.
And pardon me while I give you Ben's address.
Yeah, the first time he says, my name is Luke Skywalker, he ought to really cotton to that.
He knows Owen.
That's true.
Yeah.
They've met.
Oh, uh-uh.
Don't you touch me.
Luke's a sucker.
Yeah.
I'll just take away this mind control thing we put on to keep droids from enslaving humanity.
It'll be fine.
What happened to those things?
Restraining bolts.
How do you put one of those on BB-8? He'd bump into it every so often.
Yeah,
put it on his head.
Can't pin him
they
down.
Clearly invented a new technology by
again.
That point.
There are no restraining bolts on me.
Plus, BB-8 doesn't need it. He's utterly loyal to Poe.
You can put it on his head if you wanted to put it somewhere where he wouldn't get in the way.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird they don't just put the restraining bolt technology in the droid to begin with.
Not everyone wants to restrain their droids.
Yeah, it's an aftermarket thing. Like, that is totally off the warranty, but it's for black marketeers in droids have invented it to basically enable slavery of droids.
Smart cover separate, too.
I like that ceiling. I don't know why.
Darth Maul's face is painted on their ceiling. The audio in this scene is so bad. It's so echoey inside the set, and they just used
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
it's just, but it feels like you're there, John.
Yeah, this is why they loop all
yeah,
dialogue.
It feels like I'm
now.
On a set. Yeah, can almost taste the blue milk and the Tupperware. They never talk about how the Tupperware.
The Tupperware.
Well, there's a party, John.
There's this party
they got,
where yeah.
they got a little droid running back in the background there.
Yeah.
Beru's got it rocking the '70s collar. I love that.
No, your father, I did.
Aww. What are they eating? Like hummus?
Space hummus.
No one talks about the food. Everyone's too busy looking at the blue milk. No one cares what they're eating. It's the same space food from 2001. It looks like felt. You grind up a bunch of Muppets. That's what it looks like.
No one's actually eating it, you'll notice. They're just like poking
yeah.
at it.
Yeah. No one's chewing on
it's
it.
Like yeah, it's like a tagine or something. I mean, they're in Tunisia. Space Tunisia, sorry. Space Tunisia. So mm-hmm. She's got the big flat... spoon.
That one just looks like gruel.
Harvest yeah. is when he eats the most. What are they harvesting? Moisture?
Moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moisture. They're moisture farmers.
Does that involve a lot of harvesting?
Yeah.
They cut the bushels of moisture down,
just
put them
like
on the back of the truck.
Running dehumidifiers all the time?
There's a moisture season.
Yeah. Well, the wet season. Come on. That's the thing.
They've got like metal fins out somewhere. I've never been sure what the difference is between moisture and just water. Like
moisture sounds more scientific.
She looks like she's dubbed here, too. Luke's just not a father. This is a bad ADR as
Isn't
well.
She Swedish, I want to say, or something?
Yeah. Ah, here we go.
Teen Mopey angst. Kid. Kicks the dirt. That's Aww. Right.
I got to see the guy that does One Man Star Wars, and this was my favorite part of One Man Star Wars, because he goes, da-da-da. Na, 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 feathered hair.
All his life has he looked away.
My planet's so lame, it's only got two suns.
Man, I love this shot and this music and this whole scene right here.
It's great.
So good.
It's a great scene.
This is also great on location stuff. Like, still, with the special effects we have now, you can't get someone standing in front of green screen to look how he just looks.
Yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lighting's all wrong.
I mean, they get close, but it's not the same.
Huh? That's the remote control that controls
your
robot.
Car.
Yep.
I am fixing
it's a sonic screwdriver.
There you go.
We don't get to see that speeder drive around here, but later you see, I'm assuming, the exact same prop rolling through town, most likely, I think.
How did R2 get out? Can he fly still? Like, there's stairs right there.
Levitate.
Well, not being a Dalek, he might be all right.
3PO actually levered him out. He just didn't want to tell him.
This is great, too. The static of this, like, the electro binoculars, I think it still holds up as, like, crappy desert planet tech.
Whoa, and now it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Less dark.
It's simultaneously futuristic, but also crummy, which is a line that's real hard to walk.
Oh, he excels at that.
He also knows Excel.
R2's resume is quite varied.
I endorsed him for that on LinkedIn the other
day. Okay, now so... The thing I never got watching this as growing up is exactly what Beru is doing in the upcoming scene, where she's just like, there's a little thing that she just sticks pieces of food in, and it goes like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, it's called cooking, Dan.
That's not a...
That's where space machines come from.
Yeah.
It's a steamer.
We've got so much moisture, they've got houseplants outside, everything they're cooking is all steamed.
They'll be healthy. Yep.
Yeah, they should have a steam collector above that at the very least.
Oh, they do.
Okay.
So he says hit the accelerator, and yet we see no apparent acceleration.
Yeah, it's no faster.
3PO's hands are like going every which way in that shot, too.
Is 3PO driving?
Yes.
Must
be?
I remember as a kid, I could also tell these were elephants.
You're a very precocious child.
It's a very labyrinth, though, too.
Yeah, that face
also, they had
just
a whole
like
issue, I believe, with the elephants getting too hot.
Yeah, imagine that.
For reasons you might.
Yeah. Covering them with fur.
Not sure how that happened, yeah.
Because that's what we do to droids.
He's not even armed. He doesn't even have a gun.
Ah, who knows?
He's really yelling at C-3PO about what an idiot he is at this point.
3PO's eye lights aren't on either.
Well, maybe daytime. They're automatic, like car headlights. Yeah.
Felt like this is, I don't know if I've seen this in any movie before this, the thing where you're zoomed in binoculars and a thing appears really close in front of you, but it's been repeated many times.
We're going to get that shot that's reversed.
I'll hit on one side of you, then I'll hit on the other side of you, and then I'll go like this.
Reverse.
And then I'll just do this for no reason.
He's celebrating before the game is over.
But I'm not here to kill anybody. I just wanted to knock him out and then like ransack his car.
He was knighting him, basically.
Yeah. Why do they not hear that? They don't hear the droid doing the thing?
It's too high-pitched.
Okay.
Yeah, they are wearing burlap sacks in their
heads. Are the sand people?
They're wrapped up.
Or are they weird aliens?
Good question.
For so long, I thought that the sound that starts when Ben does this was actually a car alarm. Sure. I was very confused.
I am the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah. So here's the question. Is that Alec Guinness doing the hand waving or not? Yeah.
I think it is.
I think it is.
I've seen less elegant than I would imagine him being.
Oh, well, come on. He can run the gamut there.
Yeah.
The man won Oscars.
He's got range. You want somebody to wave your hands? Alec Guinness can do that for you.
But he would do it with poise. He gets his own little stinger.
Because he's out like freaking Guinness.
Yeah.
Hello there, R2-D2, a robot I know very well from many, many adventures together.
You know, many astromech droids look alike, so make sure you get the one with your name tag on it.
King Faisal.
Such a busy day.
Back in the desert.
Nope, you've got me mistaken with someone else. I just love that there are a lot of people in these movies I feel like cannot deliver ridiculous dialogue. And even though Alec Guinness famously hated everything about this, he still does such a good job.
He does.
Oh, yeah.
I believe everything he says.
Exactly.
I was going to say there's a long history of English, of great English actors taking roles in bad movies, weird sci-fi movies, and not really understanding. Oh, look at the eyes on that.
Look at the look. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obi-Wan.
Anyway, I was going to mention like how Peter Cushing did those Doctor Who and the Dalek movies. But then I realized
this too.
Or Peter Cushing in Star Wars. Yeah.
Or Christopher Lee in Star Wars.
In Star Wars. Exactly.
Or I feel like John Carradine was in some movies.
Yeah. Not English, though. He belongs to us, Monty.
But he considered himself above the material and didn't try.
Yeah, that's true. Fair point. Imagine John Carradine as a Force ghost in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. All shouting.
That bit where he says, don't seem to ever remember owning a droid. Like, it's like technically true.
Yeah. Okay.
He also pronounces his own name strangely.
I was wondering about
names.
That. Yeah.
Obi-Wan? Yeah.
He's throwing
Obi-Wan.
People over.
They don't know how to pronounce anything in this movie. No. There's a lot of Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. But that's from other people, at least.
Peter Cushing is all over the Princess Leia.
Yes. And 3PO, I think, calls her that, too.
Also, Carrie Fisher has an English accent for various scenes in this movie.
Just like Madonna.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you hang around the Empire long enough, and you pick up their English accents.
Shouldn't they have just left 3PO here, really?
Yes. Come on. He tells them to go on, but they...
He tells them to save yourselves.
They should listen.
That exterior of Obi-Wan's place is Doctor Who level model shot, by the way. Like a model next to a little gingerbread house that's painted.
Hey, that chest is different from before. He used to have that big black spot on his left fake pectoral muscle, and it's gone now.
So he's been shined up now.
Oh, here's the download
so
of
this is just
the world building.
Total line of BS, though.
It's a good lighting in the scene. Well, maybe.
Well,
that holds up. Like,
okay, so here's
Anakin's
the thing.
Anakin's a good pilot.
Here's the thing. Monty is going to talk about the world where everything is canon. I'm going to talk about the fact that nothing is canon beyond this movie. They had no idea that Darth Vader was his father at this point.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Luke and Leia were not going to be brother and sister at this
point.
No
way.
Yeah.
There's no way anyone involved with this movie knows that R2-D2 and Obi-Wan were pals with Anakin for three movies and a cartoon series.
Even something as simple as the bit download about Luke's father here is completely retconned in Empire Strikes Back. It's not meant to be.
He was a navigator on a spice freighter. I mean,
well, that the Jedi were an ancient religion that Han Solo doesn't even believe exists anymore.
Yeah,
they changed that. Ooh. Lightsabers are cool, though.
How does it look so much better in this scene than it does in many other scenes in this movie?
In most
Except
of the
when
others,
it's sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes flat.
They had more time to roto this, and it's, and the way this scene is lit. Yeah. I don't know.
I love that the special editions didn't really fix the lightsaber effects because they were too busy putting in, like, poop jokes.
They did. The one, like, in the Death Star battle where it looks like a spinning rod, which is what it is, they fixed that a lot.
Yeah, all right. They fixed it a lot, but it still looks...
suboptimal.
I expect George Lucas to make it look totally CGI, and he didn't.
I'll tell you, being a kid in the 70s or early 80s meant that you got some paper towel rolls, and you made yourself a lightsaber.
Oh, yeah, I had a flashlight.
Yeah,
or a
broom. Broom handle would do. Like, there are lots of lightsaber materials out in the world for kids, but you gotta have a lightsaber.
My brother and I were notorious for infinite Christmas wrapping to get to the Tootsie Roll center of the wrapping paper roll.
All right, so watch everything on the table, which disappears in a subsequent shot.
Well, the hologram knocked it off.
I pushed the play button.
Oh, there was something. Yeah.
One item is gone.
R2 is a cunning thief.
They just keep going back and forth, and every time they go back and forth, one less item. Princess Leia is just stealing them all.
She kicks them off the table like a cat.
The Clone Wars sounds interesting.
I remember watching these with Lex recently. He kept complaining that the holograms, why is the reception so bad every time?
Because she had to make it in a hurry.
There's a scan line.
I love that, though. Like,
it is great. It looks so awesome. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's part of the charm.
In Clone Wars, all of the hologram communication has huge scan lines and reception problems.
It's great.
I mean, they're talking across the galaxy. It's fair.
Also, this line on Obi-Wan is like, it's like, hey, thanks, creepy old man.
Sure, why not?
First one's free.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, kiddo.
Hey, young Skywalker, you want to buy some candy?
But I was just going to go to Tashi Station.
Say, I totally screwed up with your old man, kid. Let me try again.
I really just want another shot at this. Join me in my windowless van, won't you?
Your father, by the way, again, this among the things the prequels make me sad about, your father was the best pilot I knew, is like, because when I met him, he was a great pilot. I met him as a little kid who could fly inexplicably well.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't just meet him as a teenager
he
never
was a pod
really
racer.
Worked for me. Come on.
Let's just pretend those didn't happen.
Because that wouldn't be creepy enough for the Amidala love story.
I hate that we even think of the prequels when we're watching this movie. Guilt.
Burn!
Guilt.
Oh.
Meanwhile.
Reverse psychology.
I think of the phrase most icily when anyone says most likely.
I like the retcon that the empty chair here is for Krennic.
Oh. Yes, mm-hmm. I do too.
That's just because the set designer wanted to show off the cool chairs.
These guys have very 70s England haircuts and facial hair.
So much sideburns.
I don't know if Peter Cushing looks lifelike in this. He may be CGI.
Looks a little bit like a vampire, that's for sure. He's got the tallest chair.
That Lex could not tell the difference was amazing to me.
Well, it's not amazing to me. Lex.
Vader doesn't sit. He's hanging out. You get the sense like he's not officially involved in all of this, which is why they resent him being there.
Oh, sure. Well, he's there with his like mumbo jumbo and stuff. Yeah. He's not like an officer.
He's the muscle.
Yeah, Tarkin is in charge and Vader works for him.
I get the sense he doesn't even work for Tarkin, right? He works for the Emperor or whatever. He's just like adjunct.
Tarkin's holding Vader's leash.
No, that's true. He does have the leash, which we never see, by the way.
It's a different movie.
Force leash.
This is also a Robot Chicken special joke that I enjoy. When they drag the guy off and they give him a mustache and they tell
him
you're Admiral so-and-so now. And yeah, I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it's so funny every time.
This is also in the comic book where Vader, after strangling the guy, floats the cup of coffee over to himself that he drinks inexplicably that we never see how he drinks a cup of coffee. He
uses the Force.
Right. He uses his fingers as a straw.
I also enjoy this is where we establish the rank insignia that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, the like little.
You mean the cough drops?
Cough drops chiclets, that you pop out of chiclets.
Or the extra pens that everybody has.
They retcon that one.
Those are data capsules or something.
Code cylinders. Yeah.
Swift stroke.
Crushing the rebellion.
I love that this movie has been gone over so much that there's an official answer to, like, what is every button on Vader's chest do?
Well, this one's Mounds, and this one's Snickers, and this one's Gardetto Snack Mix.
This one's the coin return. You press that one if your quarter doesn't come back.
That never, ever worked.
Oh, man, the Jawa mobile is dead.
Jawa barbecue.
Yep.
Two accurate.
Blast points. You're not letting it read on the screen. You say blast points, but I don't see blast points. It's just, it's all charred.
It's where it's
only
singed.
Imperial stormtroopers could be this precise.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about an unreliable narrator.
Yeah. He's gone crazy from being in the desert for so long.
He's a crazy old wizard.
A wizard's just a crazy old man, Jason.
Well, unless he means precise as in they actually hit the Jawa's mystery machine.
I like how long it takes Luke to run here. This shot is just a little too long.
Wait, stop. Don't go. Come back.
Yep, let's
You're
start
only
up
putting
car.
Yourself in jeopardy.
Where are my keys?
He'll
Where are my
back.
Keys?
The robots don't move at all. Just bye.
Everyone's just like, yeah, there's no way we could stop him.
I think it could have taken another shot at that line reading of home.
Home.
Yeah. I love the amount that the land speeder bobs up and down when people get into it.
Yes.
I will say that this totally shook me as a kid. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a storybook, too. I think you saw the bones in the storybook, too, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take it in, Luke. Really.
You don't know that that's them. You didn't ID the bodies. That could be anybody.
Maybe they're fine. Maybe not.
Also, what weapon does that?
Yeah.
It's just fire.
In that time period.
It's just fire. That's my, in like, my thing.
In the half hour he's been gone? Or
I'm going with flamethrower. But
there is black smoke going from it.
Yeah, but the black smoke is coming from like 50 yards away.
These guys have the same helmets. They're just black.
We are not that different, you and I.
For all the fleeing. It's for
I
all
love the red lights in the ceiling. Very moody for a cell.
Yeah. That's a lot like the cells in Tron. Everybody has grids on the top.
I always picture this thing coming in with a guy behind it is just holding it, like bringing it around the corner.
Another great Robot Chicken joke. This is Dr. Ball, who is like very offended that he's being called into this situation.
He's got vaccines to administer. Yeah. He's saving children.
Oh yeah,
hypodermic droid away.
That was a good shot. I'm going to give Lucas that one. Yeah. With down to the footsteps walking by.
Yep,
it's a little artful flair there.
Mm-hmm. Well, 3PO throw another Jawa on the Barbie. Damn it, John!
They do a lot of good tricks here with the, you know, they rotate the speeder and they rotate the camera and it makes it seem like it was actually moving. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely actually bouncing.
Yep.
You know, I'm really a protocol droid, not a body disposal unit.
And right. R2's just like, I'm supervising.
I've seen things you wouldn't
and
believe.
Swearing about it.
Jawas piled like cordwood. Time to die.
Here's the conspiracy theory. What if Obi-Wan killed Luke's parents so they would come with him to Alderaan?
Oh, wow.
Sure.
That's dark.
That escalated quickly.
Even for Obi-Wan.
He used the Force to pick the bodies up, but, perfectly good robot. Ridge.
I do like the subtext, which we've gotten very clearly, which is, there's nothing keeping me here now. This planet is a crap hole. Let's get out of here. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles.
Most Eisley?
Most definitely.
Scum. That's 10 for the wretched hive of scum and villainy.
But Ben, it's only a matte painting.
You must be cautious.
Yeah.
Yay.
You know we're going there.
There's your garage.
If you are in the special edition, you are seeing more creatures than
dinosaurs.
We are.
Yeah.
Another power droid.
There's a gonk droid.
There's the green R2.
And the yellow one.
Yellow orange. R5.
How are you guys doing?
Repainted droid models. And a gonk. The gonks are everywhere. People need power on this planet.
I love gonk.
Sure.
Ooh, Jedi mind trick.
Just using mind control at the drop of a hat, this guy.
Mm-hmm. He knows he doesn't have much time
left. Well, they are being prompted by armed guards who will take them away, right?
Luke is such a... he might have a piece of wheat coming out of his mouth. Like, huh?
What? I'm just a farm boy.
Oh, Wilkers. Look at that Vaseline under there. Looking good.
Oh, yeah.
So that the pod outside of the cantinas from 2001.
Yep.
Hmm. Nice land speeder. You guys mind if I steal it?
How long are you going to be in there again?
Yeah.
I have my ways.
I know, because you, Luke, are weak-minded.
Because I straight up told you we were going and you went. Yeah.
It's a good thing they weren't Toydarians.
Oh,
used to be a bunch of those around here.
Could have been worse.
Hey, could have been worse.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You should be.
Look at that Dubak's head move.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Woo. Quick, name every alien you can recognize.
There's the furry four-eyed
Figuring
Yeti.
Dan.
There's the devil.
Wolfman.
Wolfman.
That guy's Rick Baker.
That's some kid in a weird droid. Spaceman.
United States astronaut.
Yep.
Because it was in the prop collection.
Hookah bro over there. We got the walrus guy who was in that robot chicken sketch.
Oh, the little bat. Yes. The little bat.
Kindergarten alcoholic. The devil. Nice Deveronian.
Satan.
Figuring Dan and the modal nodes.
Playing jizz.
Easy there, Monty. It's a family show.
There's a hairy alien of some sort.
Hi, C-3PO, who I've met before.
Hey.
Another
We're
bad
racist
dub.
Here.
Young and AC.
It's okay. They're in recovery.
Them.
You don't have
we
to
don't
serve
like
them.
Robots.
No, it's fine. Your robot can stay. You get out of here, kid.
He just called the Jawas disgusting creatures.
The ladies, the ladies with the braids at the bar, those are Movellans. Mm. That's a Doctor Who reference. Mm-hmm. Erica will get it.
Sure. I like that. Who have you ever bought a drink by pulling some guy's shirt?
Yeah, pull on the bartender. He just gives him a drink and turns his back again.
Yeah, pull the other
Wretched
one.
Wretched Hive,
got bells
remember?
On.
Like, dinosaur. Why didn't he get punched for that?
Duros.
Alien astronaut.
Oh, sure. Those are Duros. They're great.
Tentacle.
Some guy's hand in a puppet.
Hammerhead.
Yep. <You know. laughs>
Another death.
And the skull
Hammerhead.
Guy. Yeah.
Yep. Skull guy.
I love all Hammerhead guys. Is great. And we know all of these names because they were all action figures in 1979.
Yes. And most of them have been given real names.
Panda Baba.
Panda Baba.
Yep. Yeah. I love that
Chewie,
despite the fact that Chewie is covered in fur, he still has a mustache, is my favorite thing.
So I'm going to brag about my criminal record.
Yes.
That's representative of someone you might find in a bar.
No, what? No.
Wretched Hive, remember?
That was a tactical error.
Technically, this was not a blaster.
Hi, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi. I am a human monster.
I always thought that was jelly as a kid.
I'm sure.
It probably was.
Well, technically, the lightsaber should cauterize the wound, but we'll go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is the kind of place it is. The music immediately starts back up. Classic. That is right out of a Western. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
From the top. Yes.
Don't shoot me. I'm just figuring Dan.
A ship that might suit us.
I don't like the look of anything. They do know two songs, though, which is good.
You know, it's important.
I love the guy playing the hot plate's my favorite.
Oh, now.
All right, this is where I got my retcon thing. Look at Obi-Wan's expression when he says the 12 parsecs thing. He's like very shrewd looking. He's like, come on.
Yeah.
I always, that was my retcon preference.
In a split second, he's thinking to himself, parsec is a unit of distance and not
exactly.
Time.
Yes. Yeah, this guy's full of crap.
It also works as just disbelieving a boast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why this is going to lead to my favorite line in this entire scene, which is after they leave and Han's like, they must really be desperate to hire us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like that Obi-Wan says no questions asked. And the first thing that Han does is ask a question.
Ask a question.
That's a real trick.
15,000 in advance.
Hmm.
Oh, Luke, that's outrageous.
Oh,
almost.
Who's going to fly it, kid?
He's not such a bad pilot himself, or Jason.
I'm being the bad cop. Is that good? Is it good that I'm being the bad cop?
Harrison Ford has more personality in one word in this scene than like everybody in Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah.
Think about this. How lucky are we to have this wonderful scene and a couple more with Alec Guinness and Harrison Ford? Like, from the perspective of today, it's like, Alec Guinness and Harrison Ford had some scenes together in a movie. That's so great.
Mark Hamill was also there.
Mark Hamill was also present. I love Mark
and
Hamill.
The first lines there were good. You know, you
he was in the vicinity.
We don't see Obi-Wan and Luke, like, do a, like, a roll out of the bar in between those two
they're
shots.
They're crawling.
Like Obi-Wan killed three people on the way out.
You really got to be desperate.
Oh, sadly.
We got to sell your speeder. The only thing you have to remember, Owen and Beru. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. This green alien fellow seems rather greedy to me. I wonder what his name is.
There's another book that came out years ago called Tales of the Bounty Hunters.
Yes.
And one of the stories is the story of Greedo. And it was another one like... that R5-D4 story, like, you're really sad for him by the end of it. And, like, this is a much different scene when you know all of Greedo's backstory and he's not just some rando bounty hunting looking dude.
He's doing
you know?
His job. He's doing his job.
He overplayed his hand, though.
Yeah, that's it.
He was like a kid, and this was like the first, like, this was like the first time he actually found somebody he was looking for or something. And it was,
if you're watching the special edition, you're going to see something unfortunate now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, never say a line like that.
Just a terrible shot.
First.
So he threatened his ship. That's where Han draws the line.
Han shot only. Let's be clear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And why does that matter? Because it looks like he mowed a dude down in cold blood and walked out like it ain't no thing. So then, do you actually think he's probably not coming back after he loads all the money on his ship and leaves? Like, why would he return? So, like, he's no character. There's no character arc if he doesn't shoot first. I'm really upset about that, and that's why.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
I think that's why they put that thing in Rogue One with the guy actually killing the informant, just to say, yeah, we liked that arc. Let's put
or,
it back.
Or Episode 8 with Benicio del Toro ultimately betraying them.
I love that. Oh, so he's not a smuggler with a heart of gold? He's just actually a scumbag that we found in prison? Oh, weird.
This is the worst searching algorithm ever. Doors locked, gone to the next one? What?
Oh, okay.
Knock, knock.
That's not how searches work.
Also, that's not how you determine whether or not a door is locked.
I know. He like knocked on it like in four
different spots. That might
be
where they're hiding.
I think he was just trying to see if it was a door.
They wouldn't know how to lock doors, John. Is this made of metal?
Ridiculous.
I mean, what is a droid if not a locked door itself? They're both made of metal.
That would have been good if like one of the doors was open, but C-3PO was standing in it acting as if he were a door.
There's that droid again. There's the doll droid.
Super weird. That white droid is overacting the roboticness.
A little bit.
Started dancing the robot there, John.
Hey, there goes Greedo.
He basically was.
Yeah. He made it. Greedo didn't die after all. Snuffleupagus, however.
Yeah.
Honk, honk.
He's another story altogether.
Time to wear my poncho.
Poncho time.
That's right.
Space means ponchos.
Does the special edition version of this commentary have weird silence during the scene that's going to come up, or what?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, cool.
So people should know that we're not talking because that scene doesn't exist.
Or maybe we should, after we're done with this episode, we'll just record some sighing and eye rolling for you.
Please imagine me complaining about how badly matted in it is when Han walks over the tail.
You know why he's wearing a poncho? Because it is very cold in space.
The dice.
So Han has made two sexual innuendos about his ship so far. She's fast enough for you, old man. Might not look like much, but she's got it where it counts. He has a special relationship with this ship, as we'll find out in the upcoming movie Solo.
Neither of those are really even that sexual, let's be honest.
I like the people reacting as the stormtroopers walked past.
Yes. So, whoops.
What?
Huh? Oh, I guess maybe that scene I was talking about already happened.
Where's your little drop-down gun there?
All right, look in the cockpit for the golden dice.
Monty, he's literally forgotten how much he hates space travel because most of it was erased.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, he was just on a ship that got invaded by stormtroopers. He remembers that much.
And this one is decidedly less full of stormtroopers.
And how do robots forget things?
I have no idea what I just said, thinks Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Han, who do you think was after them? Of course it's Imperial Stormtroopers. You're a smuggler, you whiny baby.
Well, what other kind of Stormtroopers are there?
Could be pirates.
Local Stormtroopers. Regional Stormtroopers.
Municipal. Small batch artisan Stormtroopers.
Independent Stormtroopers hoping to get called up to the major leagues.
D-League Stormtroopers.
Yeah. I feel like Luke is the C-3PO in this scene where he's constantly backseat driving and, pointing at things.
A few maneuvers, says Han, driving in a straight line.
I call this one.
I know a few maneuvers, but the motion control cameras are very limited. Sick burn. Yeah.
Do they dust moisture? How does that work?
Han doesn't know how it works.
Han just knows he's from a farm and doesn't know what kind.
Dusting crops ain't like traveling through hyperspace, okay?
I've never traveled through hyperspace, but not much is in fact like dusting crops, I can tell you that.
And the crowd goes absolutely crazy in 1977.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More giant helmets. Is it
walking,
because
walking,
it's
walking,
Easter?
And
everybody's
perfect.
Got a giant hat on?
That guy in the background.
She's so short. Yeah,
that's practically Dark Helmet level helmet size.
Oh, English accent.
A little bit.
Maybe she just gets snooty to deal with him.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking to Peter Cushing. You got to class it up a little.
This is Senator Organa, as opposed to just the rough and tumble Leia.
Well, she's coming home, though. She's back at her home planet now. Big time, princess.
You know, I will watch this movie for the rest of my life, and I will always marvel at the architectural wonder that is her hairdo.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because my hair is incapable of this sort of thing, but I've always wondered and secretly, not so secretly, wished that my hair would do that, and I have no way to make it a reality.
My mother tried. Bless her heart, she tried, and I think it took about 100 bobby pins.
In retrospect, it's something she inherited from her mother, who had amazing hair and fashion sense.
Yes, she had a long and storied and a string history of news.
They reuse that shot where you see Alderaan in the window, which I love because I just like the idea that the whole Death Star is just rotating. So they just came around again.
I like the fact that it moves at all, because so many scenes in past sci-fi movies have been very just like static images out the window. And just that little motion adds, makes you feel like you're going somewhere. Yeah.
There's a guy in a camera somewhere and they're like, yeah, bring up the Alderaan shop. Number three, bring up the Alderaan shot. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a ton of little things that they do. Now, this is just a TV control room.
Yeah. Camera two, we're going to dissolve. We're going to star wipe into camera three.
Those poor guys.
Oh, man, that is a terrible place to work. Inside the laser tube?
They put up their arms to shield themselves.
I was
going to
say, they have protection. They get to put their arms over their heads, so they're totally fine now.
They have so much cancer.
Like, every time they do that, it burns off all the hair on one side of their body.
Tarkin, like, to destroy all of Alderaan, like, how much must they have been out of favor for the with the Empire?
I think he did it just because of Princess Leia's ridiculous lie about we have no weapons. Really?
Yeah.
How do you cut your meat?
I keep thinking, like, Alderaan is to the Emperor like California is to Donald Trump. Like, let's just get rid of it. Can we get rid of it? Yeah, let's just do that.
No one appreciates Han. Comes in, he's so proud of his escape.
I like that the control panel he sits in front of has the little scopes like the bridge of the Enterprise in the original Star Trek.
So Dan and John, have Star Wars, hardcore Star Wars fans, you would know this more than me. Have they invented rules for monster circular chests?
I think they even had it in a video game where you could play it, right?
I think it's called Degeric, and I believe there are versions of it.
What video game was it playable in?
Because Star Trek fans, of course, invented rules for 3D chess. Circular chess or checkers.
First,
also
you need a whole bunch of clay and a stop motion camera.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
They've invented rules for Sabacc, a game that's not even mentioned in the movies.
Mm-hmm. I bet it'll be in Solo.
And then in 7, when they get back on the ship and they accidentally turn the table on, it's that game.
Yeah.
No one's played it since then.
No, but literally no one has played it since then because it's a boring game that nobody except Wookiees and droids cares about.
It's the same file.
Yeah.
You know? Well, they played for a long time, but eventually Han realized he always had to let Chewie win, so
right.
It's just the two of them.
Well, they had to get a new game, and like sooner or later, they're like, oh, yeah, remember that game system we used to have that's lying around, still connected, but no one ever plays it? Yeah, we've all been there.
It's running in the emulator now. Oh, hokey religions and ancient weapons.
I wrote that on the back of one of my Christianity exams in college.
How old is Luke? He's like 18, right?
He's supposed to be like 15 or 16, I think.
No, I think he's supposed to be like 18 to 20.
Yeah, that's
like if there were Jedis in control of this planet in the year 2000. And now people are saying, I don't remember anything about that.
I don't remember much before last year, guys.
So. The Outer Rim, though. You don't see a lot of these Jedi coming this far out.
That's like if your kids were like, hey, remember when we had a president who we actually liked and respected?
I was going to say the Jedi, it's fake news. Didn't really happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, to me the utility of the blast shield. Yeah. Not for this exercise, but
for welding.
Welding.
I agree. You put all the way down so it's opaque?
If you work in the laser tunnel...
There you go.
So they just put their arm up.
Maybe it's not totally opaque. Like, if you looked at the sun, you could see the sun through
it. Okay, look, if you need to take a nap and they won't turn the lights off, it's a nap helmet.
Is there another purpose for the laser ball? Like, is that money?
That's a
equipment?
It's a target. It's a target for Han to shoot at, supposedly.
Yeah, it's just a training drone.
Yeah.
All right.
Good insta-living.
It's the new game after the monster chess.
Yeah. It's really addictive if you're Wesley Crusher and Ashley Judd.
I am.
It takes about 20 minutes to get to Alderaan from Tatooine, huh?
Yeah. Well, the farthest thing from the bright point at the center of the galaxy.
It's compressed a little.
I love those doors, by the way.
They didn't show us like them napping and having dinner and stuff like that. Yeah, fake. Look at that. Fake. That's not real guy. That's a computer model.
How is he? I love that he's so indignant that she lied.
Why Dantooine as a planet when there's only like three planets in this movie and one of them is called Tatooine?
Because there was a guy that worked on the movie named Dan.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with Dantooine, okay? I want you to take that back.
It's because George Lucas doesn't have much of an imagination.
There's also Mantooine. just throwing that out there. It's an actual
I'm
thing.
Just going to say Elion Sleazebago and leave it at that.
You want to buy some death sticks, Jason?
Just say no. Starfleet. Something bad happening.
What? Turn that off.
You see, Obi-Wan pulls out the Force there, too. Identifying it as an Imperial fighter before they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Click, click. These three dip switches jam transmissions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also jump to hyperspace.
Han's too cool to wear his headset. Just leaves it hanging.
Who's he? It's talk to me. He's talking to Chewie. He was 2 feet away from him.
He wears the headset when he saves them at the end and comes out of the sun.
Well, there's nobody to talk to right now. So why is Chewie wearing
it? Tell him you're all clear, kid.
Does Chewie's on the phone?
He's got to hold the microphone to his mouth when he says that it's so important.
Does it even reach Chewie's ears? Where are Chewie's ears?
Chewie's on hold with customer service, okay?
It's bone conduction. Don't worry about it.
About the broken switch on the dash of the Falcon.
Yes, I'll hold.
There's a shot there where the TIE fighter was not moving in relationship to the frame of the windows. Oh, now it is.
That's that button again.
He pulled the big lever down.
The switch.
I love how this entire set bounces like they're driving a Jeep over a rutted road.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the lights, and everything bounces differently because the chairs have little springs in them, like they're a long haul trucker.
So there's a bunch of
well, he kind of
is. Studio union employees underneath this thing shaking it up and down.
Yeah,
that's no moon.
We do not have the Imperial march as of yet, so we have our substitute.
Mm-hmm. Which is much more exciting than the Imperial March. It is intimidating. This is kind of exciting. You're like, oh, cool. They're going to the Death Star. Death Star's cool.
I love the guys out there on space.
Walking around outside. I'm fascinated by them all.
So that's
all
not
the
trench for the big trench run. I always thought it was.
No. So,
I like this because it's like a good, it's like a glory shot of the, it's the 30-second equivalent of the 5 minutes you get in Star Trek, the motion picture.
Oh, yeah.
It's like lingering on the ship, but you finally get to see the
spaceship
full model.
Porn.
And then this is just, this is half real and half painted,
super frozen matte there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they just built half of it.
We saw the mouse droid there, which is one of my favorite things when I was a kid, was that they've got a little tiny droid that runs around.
And just makes noise.
In people's way, who cannot see him.
While they're... I like to think that Kylo Ren's, like, the fact that he's so unintelligible is a definite throwback to this movie where Vader really does sound like he's in a tin can.
That was a very slow elevator, and it doesn't go all the way to the top.
Nope. That's right. You gotta step up.
Yeah, at this point, this is all physical Millennium Falcon, but that's all they built on this set. Mm-hmm.
This is as high-pitched as James Earl Jones ever sounds in the series, too. They really deepened him up for all the rest of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've not felt since, and turn and leave immediately. Yeah.
I hate it when he never finishes his sentences.
He doesn't, there wasn't enough time for him to linger on the since.
Yeah.
It's like he says since and immediately turns.
I gotta go to the can.
The breathing is kind of matted over his dialogue, so sometimes he's inhaling while talking.
My favorite shot with him is always going to be in Empire, where he turns around to get General Veers, who is literally 6 inches from his face.
8 inches from his face.
Yeah.
Yes.
General Veers. Ah!
Nice musical cue when the floor tile came up.
Love it. So there's multiple scenes in Force Awakens that are just an homage to basically this scene right here, right? Like, hide ourselves in the compartments, that really dirty corridor there.
Oh, it's looking like he rubs Chewie's head. Did you see that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's supposedly it rubbed like engine grease all over the foam sides of it.
I love the scanners here. They look terrible. Yeah.
They look so legit.
There's the really companion cubes right there.
Oh yeah, companion cubes, yeah.
Look how shiny these stormtroopers are.
Yeah.
Do you hear anything? I don't hear anything.
Nope.
We're really bad at
armor all the
time. Nobody talks to us. Yeah, it's Bob. I'm sure coming. Don't report me to Vader.
Blasters don't have silencers, apparently.
Pew, pew. Thunk, thunk.
Great sideburns.
This guy's on TK421's butt immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Sat on his post for 30 seconds.
He's had, you know, performance issues. He's on report. My radio.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, your helmet isn't working right. Okay, that's what it is.
I like this guy. He is responsible. He's like, we're going to
fix
that radio.
Gone.
And now he's not
dead. That guy's dead.
Oh, no.
Get shot and dive to the left.
Yep.
And fall in these barrels we have in our control room.
That's where the beer
Those
is.
Those are control barrels, Monty, please.
Oh, sure. Oh, that door does not go down that fast.
I love
it. It's like... Yeah.
OSHA.
It's like in startups, you know, where you have a beer fridge. It's just that they keep the beer fridges here.
I always love these guys, how cool they looked in the outfits without the helmet on.
Yeah.
There's one outlet. Oh, it's USB-C.
Yeah. That's okay. R2's got all the dongles.
Mm-hmm.
He sure does.
So that's his purpose.
Mm-hmm. He can convert anything to anything.
He's just an adapter monkey. Mm-hmm. All right.
Try to make the precise location appear on the monitor.
What is this? This is the precise location?
The precise location appear. It doesn't tell you how to get there.
But like, what?
There.
What?
There. Oh, I've got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, there. Yeah, I know where that is.
Go find the semicircle.
Google Maps the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Well, if they have a TomTom, they can get James Earl Jones to tell them where to go.
Mm. I like that Obi-Wan doesn't look when he opens the door here. He's just like, this is a badass move.
No.
Yeah.
Because he has to stay very still for them to do the time lapse. Like,
as they slowly crank the door.
It's such a great
effect. 3-4 minutes to open that door.
Luke does a worse job staying still. He jumps about an inch to the left there.
That door goes too fast for safety, right? People are constantly getting
crushed.
No, as soon as Obi-Wan leaves the room, Han is cutting him down.
I love that Han leans against Chewie. I adore it.
That line, boy, you said it, Chewie, too. That just kills me.
Boy, Han and Chewie really read as longtime pals.
Yes.
They're like, married.
Peter Mayhew, full credit. His body language and everything. Yes. Just...
Also, I love all the blinking lights they have in this place. Why don't we have all those blinking lights now?
There should be more blinking lights. I'm with you 100% on this.
The little screwdriver spinning computer interface robot thing is also great.
R2 knows that they're brother and sister and chooses not to tell them.
This is a well choreographed and shot scene.
He's got his feet up already.
Look at the soles of those stormtrooper outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to kill her.
Boy, those outfits just look like plastic.
Also, I love the swivel chair. It seems like it's right out of Staples.
Oh, yeah.
And Chewie's like, oh, don't
Look
do it,
Chewie.
Han.
Oh, here
don't
we go.
Fall with it.
He's manipulating you.
One of my favorite bits in the radio drama is where Han legit was like, she was rich on Alderaan, and Alderaan isn't there anymore. Plan.
Oh, boy. Han hasn't seen the harebrained scheme he didn't like.
Here's some great acting by Peter Mayhew and the voice guy, Ben Burtt, I guess.
Yeah. Because it's not a very complicated plan.
Get captured.
Don't be disassembled.
Dunk. C-3PO is all dirty again.
No, disassembled.
He's been busy.
You know.
What if the mouse droid didn't run right at people's feet?
It's just doing mouse droid
stuff.
Also,
the mouse droid can't just go in reverse. It has to do a 3-point turn to get
it turned around exactly like a remote control car of the era.
You know what? In my head, I knew it was a remote control car, but I never really thought about that being the exact same thing. Yep, totally.
It could be engineered to go both ways, but it is not.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that droid could do it. It just decided it didn't want to.
The mouse inside was very scared.
The very realistic waiting around at the elevator scene. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. Turbo lift.
I also like that someone else tries to get on the thing with them, right?
And they're like, no room. Wookiee in here. We got Wookiee.
But he doesn't say anything, right? Because he's like, oh, I might not sound like a stormtrooper.
Big hairy thing here. Nope. I'll wait for the next one. Look at us. We're in formation.
A whole ton of these shots with Alec Guinness are weirdly out of order at a couple places. Like, there's a scene where he takes out the lightsaber, but it's not the same scene. I don't know. It's weird.
It must be awful to be a stormtrooper on the Death Star, because you have to be in full uniform and information all the time.
Mm. What's his name? Finn takes his helmet off and he gets crap for it. Why is your helmet off?
Yeah. Why is your helmet off?
Because it's freaking hot in here.
This is one of those elevators that's got the two doors, so you got to know which one opens.
Yeah, I do like that they start to walk into the camera.
What the hell is this?
More racism.
This is the worst plan ever.
They underestimated the bureaucracy.
The part where he's like, he's getting loose as he hands him the gun is my favorite.
Give me a gun. It's
oh no.
Oh,
I was poorly shielded for this job.
Oh no, I've accidentally shot all the cameras.
I like that they come in clusters of six for extra camera.
Yeah.
Well, they're light throws, John. They are full light field cameras that give you instant
There's a little shaking of the painted on wall.
I meant you. Look out, I'm going to shoot you.
I didn't know. As a kid, I didn't get why they were shooting all the things in the walls. Like, I had no idea. They don't look even remotely like cameras.
The heck with everyone else. Oh, I love Han's conversation here so much.
So good.
This is one of my favorites.
Actually improv, right?
I think so. I actually have a text expander snippet of this conversation, and I shoot it off to people regularly.
How are you?
It's the wince when he says, how are you? That is so...
Yeah.
Yep. We're all fine
he
here.
He knows how
now,
bad he's doing.
Actually. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Also that he goes from everything is fine to we've got a weapons and I'll
hang up. I'm very bad at this. Sorry, I just seem cool.
I don't know what the numbers are.
I love Luke's head tilt when he comes in. He's like,
yeah.
If he's short for a stormtrooper, how come the armor fits?
It's adjustable.
Oh, okay.
My hair is amazing.
Ben Kenobi? Tell me more.
John Boyega says he and Mark Hamill are the same height, so that's how tall stormtroopers actually are.
Maybe the standard's lowered when the First Order.
That makes sense. Eventually you have to stop using clones.
Yeah, right. And so you raise them from childhood.
I have wanted to join the 501st, and it turns out that I am, in fact, a little short for a stormtrooper, and it really makes me sad.
That is discrimination.
We could throw you into a pool of lava and then get new legs that are a little bit longer.
I never thought about that. I should try it.
Work for Vader.
Well, when I told Mr. Kelly about how I was thinking about it and I wanted to investigate it, he said, I think you're a little short for a stormtrooper, maybe an Ewok, and I probably didn't speak to him for about a week. Yeah.
It's weird how Darth can feel Obi-Wan, but not either of his kids.
Right? Even when he is literally a hand on her shoulder.
He doesn't want to mention that. Trying to keep it on the DL.
I like that there's like corrugated cardboard in the door opening.
I like how they can't hit people crawling through a tiny hole in the door.
It's like when they made this hole, they didn't realize how hard it is to navigate this hole wearing this.
It's not the stormtroopers, it's the blasters. The blasters are poorly built and they don't fire well. They're not consistent.
I heard a bunch of them were recalled.
So they're already bantering. Perhaps you'd like it back in your cell, Your Highness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite is when he calls her Your Highnessness. I don't know why that one is my favorite one, but that's my favorite one.
I'm kind of mad that C-3PO has to hold a microphone. I feel like he should be able to plug into something.
That's why I feel like, not that they were setting up the love triangle from Empire, but it's so clear that the chemistry is between Leia and Han, not Leia and Luke.
John, there's more entirely flashing screen in here for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did before. So they had a laser bolt coming directly at the camera, which is a terrible idea.
He killed the cameraman. That's really tragic.
Yeah, Leia. Into the garbage chute, Flyboy. Look at that. Mm-hmm. So she's already got a nickname for him. Yeah.
I can't tell if she
hit anything there, but the toss of the blaster was so good.
Mm-hmm. It seemed competent.
Yes.
Well, yeah, she just shoots it and jumps in. She's like, you guys can come or not, whatever.
No one listens to Chewie. No one listens to...
No one ever listens to Chewie.
The one power he has is his nose. No one cares.
There are dozens of other rebel heroes in here. They're all going to die.
Yep.
Very graceful, Luke.
Yeah, the greatest non-violent rebellion leaders are being held here as political prisoners.
Most of the junk is foam rubber.
Yeah.
That's good, because Han went in head first.
Yeah.
If he hit that pole, he was done for.
How much garbage do they generate on the Death Star that they're constantly compacting huge metal gunks to throw out into space?
Well, they were finishing building it. It was almost done.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's construction waste.
Begin to describe to those of you who don't remember when Star Wars came out, but... I could make the argument that the most memorable and repeated on a playground scene in the entire movie is the trash compactor. Like, this trash compactor stuck. Even before there were toys, John. Like, this is the scene that stuck with you, was the trash compactor and the monster that wraps around Luke, and you're going to
get the walls.
And the walls close in. It was just, that was the thing I remember.
Double Jeopardy.
On the playground.
And it's so grimy.
Yep.
And everything's floating in the water. And I like that they explained why they don't just shoot their way out.
But it's like legit scary to watch this moment of like, what is this thing? We get a weirdy ass eyeball and then it goes away.
This
what
is the grimiest future that had been shown on film, I feel like.
Ever. At that
no
point.
One's ever seen garbage in a science fiction movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is all floating, which makes it hard to take it seriously as well.
But that's extra gross, really.
It's like, that's the gross water that's at the bottom of a garbage truck.
Yeah.
You guys are wondering about all the metal, and I'm like, why is it wet? And how does that thing survive when they run the trash compactor?
They let it out.
It swims away when the trash compactor starts.
Yeah,
they
it goes
explain
into
that in
the tubes
too.
Or whatever. It's like an octopus.
I love that Han asks where to shoot the thing.
Anywhere. Yes.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll have the same conversation with Lando in Jedi.
Mark Hamill bursts a blood vessel in his face, and then it turns out that they tried to reshoot it a bunch of times, and he didn't even end up using the shot where you can see it. So it's like a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
Chewie's the only one trying to open the door.
There went the monster.
Carrie Fisher telegraphs the walls shrinking. She goes for the pole. You can see her waiting for the cue.
Yeah. I always liked the story about they spent all this time shooting it, and Mark Hamill starts pointing at something floating. He goes, "Pardon me, George, but is this Dianoga poo poo?" And I always thought that was really funny.
A moment of silence for the first bad feeling about this.
Yeah.
Which
could have left it at that.
It's well timed.
He was right. Somebody threw this away.
Yeah, this.
It doesn't matter. It's garbage. It's long like the whole point of this thing is to compact the garbage. The idea that there would be garbage in the compactor that can't be compacted by the compactor seems unlikely.
I've got a cell phone, says Luke.
Do I have reception in a magnetically sealed room?
All right, a moment for the stormtrooper hits his head. Wham!
Oh, no!
That's going to leave a mark.
I love Hamill's panicked voice. He really nails that.
Yes.
The insert shot of C-3PO delicately picking that up with the hands that don't really work.
Right, yes.
It's like picking something up with very long nails that you just painted.
Why do you know that?
Because I'm alive and observant.
That last stormtrooper is the one who's like, I'm not going out back through that door and hitting my head again.
The door is now raised, you'll notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always imagine this is the part where Chewbacca's using words that my mom doesn't want me to learn.
Mm-hmm. Stupid life debt. I can't believe you keep getting me into these problems.
That pole is made out of like bendy rubber.
Mm-hmm. It's a Nerf pole.
Yes.
They confiscated it from some stormtroopers who were having like a Nerf fight.
Nice grimy walls.
Just wait till it gets close enough that you can rock chimney your way up. Come on.
Yeah. Who's the comlink? Idiot.
Yeah, good thinking, 3PO.
So what did the stormtroopers at the prison level do? They dove into that tube. Oh, well, back to work.
Yeah. I don't know where they went. Like, you don't think they can find their way to that door? I mean, it's a really big station. Maybe they're having a hard time trying to figure out where the garbage like thing lets out.
They don't have a magic blueprint droid?
They do. They just don't know how to interpret it.
Oh.
It's like if somebody got into your sewers, like, do you know where they'd end up?
I don't.
So the thing about garbage mashers is I don't think they go until the walls touch each other.
No, that doesn't make any sense. The garbage has to still have mass.
It's like, but for the purposes of the movie, we are to assume that these walls were going to completely close.
It also seems like it should go the other direction, too, like turning into a cube rather than just like a long line.
Well,
of
that would be the next step would be that. That's also, by the way, the most 70s appliance in a kitchen you could possibly have was a trash compactor.
Wouldn't
it be easier just to expel all the garbage into space?
Yep.
Well, but then you got space debris.
You mean like Alderaan? They didn't seem that worried about that.
They dump it out of the Star Destroyers in Empire.
Yeah.
OSHA would have words about the lack of railing on that thing.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
That's so dangerous.
It's only 2 feet from the ground. It's fine.
Yeah.
And one little handle. Boom.
Actually, several little handles.
Oh, yeah. He's got to do all the handles.
Yeah, there's a few. Effect,
we're going to see the... if you're watching the 1977 version, actual English on the control panels.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The Death Star action figure set had that little section so you could put Obi-Wan out there and recreate that essential scene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an idiot. Sorry, Leia.
Sorry, Chewie shaking his head.
Such a good eye roll.
I love it.
She's madder at him than she has been at any of Darth Vader's stuff.
I was just going to say, she's been drugged and kept in a prison and just went through a trash compactor. And you know what? Lipstick, still solid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Because she's a princess.
Of course.
Right now, she is Catherine Hepburn in The African Queen, I think is what she's going for.
I think you're right. Oh, now this one has to go up now. It's a whole sequence.
Except that's the same.
He has to turn that
one
off and then turn the other one and then turn that one back on again.
Yeah. He's solving a puzzle in a video game. This would be the puzzle. It's like, what's the sequence of ups and downs? Oh.
He's trying not to. I always thought that he had to turn it back on because otherwise they would notice it was off. Because
they would see. Right. Yeah.
So you just turn the power off.
Excellent small talk, guys. Really nailing it.
Idiots.
I'm sneaking. I'm very sneaky.
Look at me.
So very matte painting.
I feel like we just started and here we are.
Yep.
About to escape the Death Star.
The dirt makeup on Leia's outfit. Not particularly convincing.
No.
I never thought the Millennium Falcon looked like junk. I always thought it looked cool and like a spaceship.
Yeah,
I agree, but we don't live in that universe.
Right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take the word for it. That
this scene is so much better than the stupid special edition version of this.
He's leading with his shoulder.
Yeah. Yes.
Oops.
Go back. The whole marching band is back there.
No.
Made a mistake.
And Chewie's like, I'm going to follow 20 feet behind because I know how this usually goes.
Because we've ever met Han Solo and me. Yeah.
So they were dressed like that underneath the stormtrooper outfits with like Luke's giant blouse and stuff.
And Leia, the point is Leia's white dress has a little bit of dirt on it, but she was literally submerged in garbage juice moments ago.
Very breathable fabric, space fabric. It dries immediately.
Well, so does Luke's hair, by the way.
Oh, how about that echo, huh? Let you know there's a big pit.
This is the scene I remember being replicated constantly on the playground.
Oh, yeah,
it's
true.
It was.
Only without the princess in your arms.
You had to go get a girl and say, you got to be Princess Leia. And then you use a jump rope and the monkey bars.
There's our Wilhelm.
There's a Wilhelm.
Yep.
I like that there's something in his little belt. That's another. I remember playing that thing. Like, there wasn't just you have these belts with these little squares in it and you imagine stuff's in it. He's got something in there. Who knows what else is in there?
He's Batman.
He and Han both kept their stormtrooper action belts. And I think that was a good idea.
I do love
that stormtroopers need a grappling hook for some reason.
I mean, the stormtroopers have a thermos on their back.
Look who can hit people.
Yeah, let's not think about supporting your weight on any piece of string that thin and not having it slice off your hand.
Hey, the Mythbusters proved
science
it.
Science fiction.
I'm just saying, like, not for the strength of the string, but like distributing Roper. That force across however it is attached to you.
Yeah. While carrying Carrie Fisher in one arm.
Well,
he's a hero.
Yeah. I mean, think about grocery sack, like a heavy grocery sack, like the plastic sack handle. Like, and this is way thinner than that.
But you just saw it happen, so it must be real.
It was the power of the force.
True. There was a real stunt person in a harness who came across there.
Oh, weird doors with weird geometry. No!
He did his own stunt there. He made it through.
Fortunately, he didn't break his leg on that one.
Welp.
Here we are.
Oh, hey.
Face to face. Couple of
running
spoons.
Into you here.
Been a while.
Hello, Darth. That's your first name, right, Darth? Yes.
Who talks first? Do you talk first? Do I talk first?
As you may remember, the last time we fought, there were a lot of backflips and stuff. Don't expect that this time.
Let's start slow. Take it easy. We'll build up to it.
Let's agree we're both too old for this. Yes.
In your face, you're only a master of evil. Jerk.
Ah, he did. Did a rotation. Mm-hmm. That's an impressive move.
Yeah, especially with his replacement hip.
Oh, more full-screen flashes.
And now you know why they need trash compactors, because Darth Vader's waving that lightsaber around on a regular basis.
Ah, the yellow flash. Why is there a yellow flash? I love the crackling here. Like, the sound does a lot of work in these scenes.
If we ever draft sound effects, I want to remember the lightsaber vroom, 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 when it moves.
And not the yellow flash. Let's not remember the yellow flash.
No.
See, I think we have the worst stick-looking scene coming up, where it looks like a gray stick.
But... Oh, I love this.
Right there.
Right there. Yeah. It's clearly just like...
Don't point it right at the camera, Alec.
Chewie's got the best lines of a movie, unfortunately. We can't understand them.
But we have no idea what they are.
That's true. R2-D2 gets translated for us a lot, but Chewie's a lot of times just saying, quit whining, Howls. Han. You did this.
Yes.
Look for the Obi-Wan Kenobi shuffle coming up. There it is.
I like how Darth gives him enough time to give a knowing look in Luke's direction. Luke's not going to take that time to attack. He's going to say, what, are you having a meaningful look? Okay, I'll wait.
He's respectful like that. That's his former master.
More companion cubes.
And the stormtroopers are like, oh, we got to go watch this.
Mm-hmm.
That was a shot where you can see that Carrie Fisher was not allowed to wear a bra on set.
There's no underwear in space, says George Lucas.
We all just want to watch the fight. Right here. There we go. Hang on, I just gotta look at... I gotta smirk.
Operation Force Ghost. Complete.
Yep.
Oh, Luke, you ruined it!
And suddenly Luke has found his accuracy.
Just double-checking.
What? Huh?
Double-checking.
Huh? Poke, poke.
He's not gonna bend down and check, but he'll step his foot a little bit. So Vader walking towards that closed door also had a totally unlit saber, or just looked like it was gray. Also, notice the transit time from Obi-Wan getting sliced to his voice in Luke's head. Not a long trip to wherever it is that he was going to be a Force ghost.
Good news, the Falcon can work in reverse.
Mm-hmm. But, hey! But it prefers to go this way because it has to turn around.
Oh. Wait, we don't only have tractor beams, we could also just shoot that thing down? Oh, well.
Well, we've only got the giant laser and...
Yes. I'm noticing an oversight.
He needs a blankie because he's sad.
So as people have pointed out, and I think it is worth doing, Leia's planet has been blown up and she's been tortured. And she gets the blanket for the kid she just met because he lost the old man who he also just met.
That he met a week ago. Yeah.
That she knew.
If that, yeah. 2 days
I can't believe
ago.
He's gone. My whole planet just blew up, jerk.
Don't think too hard about the gravity in these scenes. That's the one that always gets me.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
The amount of retcon they had to do for that.
It's artificial gravity. That's all you need to
know. It changes halfway down.
Yeah. I just thought the ship made it gravity
the tubes,
for them, basically.
The tubes are zero gravity, and then you go to the normal gravity. I don't know.
I love the turrets. I do not care for the... graphics of the targeting computer.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they make perfect sense, Monty. I don't know what you're talking about. Hit the triangle. That kind of looks like a TIE fighter, but actually that's part of the... Never mind.
Asteroids is what it is.
Yep, that's the asteroid ships. That's what they are.
I do love in The Last Jedi when Rey is in the turret.
Oh,
that
so
just
much.
Makes me happy.
Come on, baby, hold together.
R2,
hey,
doing
R2,
your
R2
saving a ship.
I just hope the Solo movie remembers that Han is faking it 90% of the time.
Yes. I need that to be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I love that "they must really be desperate" line, because it shows you that he is just trying to survive.
He's good, but like he knows that everything he does is by the seat of his pants.
They sent the whole four ships after him.
Hamill and Harrison Ford have great chemistry in this scene, even though they're not in the same shot. I think that's Lucas's wife doing a great editing job.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Marsha Lucas?
Yeah. This whole scene just edited so well.
Also helps that it is almost shot for shot from a World War II movie.
Well, that's good thinking.
Yeah. Boom.
That one extra blows up.
That one had extra fuel.
So much exploding.
Yeah, that one was fueled up for a long range.
Yeah.
Hug the Wookiee.
Oh. Her "we did it there" is one of her more cringeworthy lines. We'll get to her maximum cringe at the end of the movie.
And then C-3PO is writhing in the wires, and then we cut to a close-up on R2, who's like, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, whatever, wander dude. Around, idiot.
Yeah.
See, Leia is wise and knows that they let us escape, but she's so celebratory at the end of it.
Look at her, like, oh, I just...
Yeah, so why do they
also
go back?
I reapplied my lip gloss.
Why do they go back to the Rebel base if she knows they let them go?
It's weird that Han's on that side. Normally he's in the seat Leia uses. Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't kick her out is all,
he's
I
a,
think.
He's a gentleman.
That's it.
Yeah.
I just expect, you know, him to have his seat and Chewie to have his seat and them to be like really kind of territorial about it, but no.
Also, she got tortured and injected by the drugs from Dr. Ball, and yet her buns are still totally intact.
She redid them. I thought she reapplied her lip gloss, too.
Yeah, I suppose she did.
Yep, she
There's
fixed
some
her
smudging
hair.
On her Is shoulder. There,
did she have the lip gloss in a hidden like location in her dress?
There was less. Looks like eye care.
Or is there lip gloss like on the Millennium Falcon from like an old girlfriend of Han's?
Oh, no. There's definitely.
Princess Leia's dress has pockets. This is my personal headcanon. Right.
It's flowy. There's room for
pockets. It would work.
And so when they searched her and put her in the prison, they let her keep her lip gloss?
Oh, he's harmless lip gloss.
Yeah, it's just lip gloss.
Yeah.
Nobody knows there's narcotics in it or whatever. Yeah.
All right.
Poison lip gloss, you know, River Song style.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why they should have impounded it, but instead they let her keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I love Harrison Ford trolling him here.
Yeah.
Han just totally trolling.
Yep.
Love it. All right, that shot needs some work.
I like that. Be going under a planet.
Oh, I love the look. It's just the ship.
And I think scenes
frame.
Like this look pretty darn good.
This
like,
does look pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It even sounds good, even though
it sounds fantastic.
You shouldn't
this
be able
guy,
to hear anything.
I love that guy. Yeah, you're violating the speed limit.
Right.
You're way over.
You can expect a ticket in the mail in 6 to 8 weeks. I always love shots of the Millennium Falcon because when I was in high school, I never got a Millennium Falcon toy as a kid. And when I was in high school, I started doing building models, and I went and found a Millennium Falcon model, and I got to put the whole thing together and paint it all and put all the stickers on it. And it was very dear to me. So I'm always excited to see shots of it and like compare it like to the one I got to build.
I built one out of paper that I printed off the internet for my ungrateful son.
Of course,
downloading now.
The dish is in the wrong place, as we
That's
all
right.
know.
The early plan. Contractors moved it a little bit.
In the very next shot, we can see.
Yep.
They kind of rushed that, but now that I've seen Rogue One, it's a big dramatic moment that R2-D2 has the Death Star plans and brought it to the Rebel base. Like, that was a weird wipe.
I was just leading up to our big finishing scene where it will be explained that we have these plans and here's what we're going to do with our little ships.
I know, but...
I love every wipe in this movie, and I love that like nobody else like picked up on that.
Sting on the left.
Someone tweeted, I think it was Saladin Ahmed tweeted earlier, well, like today or yesterday, that everybody in this is from like an obnoxious British band.
Yeah. Chewie glancing at Han and then Han rolling his eyes.
Yeah, and waving his hand. Whatever.
Why is he even still here?
It's such a confident move to do that without dialogue or anything. You'd be like, no, I think we can get it with just the immobile fur mask and Harrison Ford.
Oh, look at that pop in. I think that's James Thompson on the left in front of me.
I like that the directions on this aren't any better than the directions on the Death Star.
Yeah.
Looks so easy.
Yep. Asteroid ship passes right by.
Piece of cake. And
drop the bombs because there's gravity in space.
There's gravity everywhere.
Hmm.
Proton torpedoes? That's impossible.
The guy that everybody thinks is Wedge, but is not.
And now my takeaway from this scene was always, oh my God, 7-foot rats.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy in the cantina scene that I think is a womp rat. I think it's a racial slur.
Is Luke's targeting him in a C-16?
Yeah. He's just flying around shooting guys.
It was the scene they missed. Luke came back to the bar later and shot him with a C-16.
Can anyone figure out what the timer is actually doing here? Because it's
not
actually counting down seconds.
They travel to the planet in no time at all, but it takes them like the entire rest of the movie to just clear.
It's counting down seconds. It's counting down 27 seconds.
They came out on the wrong side.
Hyperspace calculations are very complicated.
Mm-hmm. They're not in hyperspace.
I like how big the money is. I thought this was satisfying.
The radio dramas, they explain it's all like precious metals because they don't have any cash.
Right. That's how you know it's a lot of money. Look how
big
it is.
Isn't that what they give? What's his name in The Last Jedi as well? Was boxes like that?
Yeah.
They were just shiny black ones because, you know, bad guys.
Yeah, boxes full of money.
Look how blue Luke's eyes are.
Quest items.
Aw. Oh, piercing.
Yes. Sorry, I'm still back at remembering that I grew up in the desert and I was really freaked out by 7-foot rats. He lives in the desert where there are 7-foot rats. I live in the desert. Oh, crap.
But think about him. Really, think about him just flying around shooting rats all day. That's what Luke used to do with his time.
Hey, that's what we used to do for fun where I was from, except you weren't flying. You sat on the hood of a car and you jumped off. And rat stomping is an actual thing from where I actually live.
Oh, God. He bullseyed them.
Yes.
That's right.
So there were bulls, too? Wow, I'm so confused.
How many colors can we paint, Master Mike?
The desert, the desert is a fascinating place, Dan.
Womp bulls.
They run those in Spain, right?
Yeah. Yep, the running of the womples. I love the switches on the...
I hear that womples wobble, but they don't fall down.
Hey, we got a kid who can fly a like a land speeder. Should we put him in one of our fighter jets? Yeah.
They're desperate. They're desperate.
That's, we have plenty of X-Wings. They're all over the place.
There's no pilots.
She kissed me.
And give him a uniform and assume that he'll follow whatever rules we have.
His best friend is here, guys. Come on.
That's right. He's not such a bad pilot.
I can never remember whether he's Red 5 or Blue 5 because the novelization used a different color from the movie.
Red. Red 5 changed by.
They changed it later on. I think in the script it was originally supposed to be blue, but there was a problem with them.
But they couldn't make anything blue.
Right, because the blue screens.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
Mark Hamill was saying that he had to reshoot scenes because he was referring to himself as Starkiller. That's how late in the game they still have that name.
Another fantastic helmet.
If we just make this whooshing noise, even this golf cart looks futuristic.
This is all the engines spooling up. This is another great audio landscape of people getting ready.
Good job, Ben Burt.
Yeah.
I like it that they have dedicated people to hand them their helmets.
They still got, in the future or past or whatever, they still got those guys with the sticks waving them saying, come this way or whatever.
And these actual sets of the big ships do a lot of work in filling in your imagination when they have the models flying later.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't really look like those canopies are coming down to the air tightness they would have to
be. You know, force fields.
Okay.
I think they sold it pretty well.
Yeah. It's true. That's a comment I make after seeing it 100 times.
Yeah. And these cockpit scenes on the gimbals, love them. Love the lighting in them.
I love the little stars shooting up there.
Yeah, well.
Does that lookout have to climb up there? Or
yeah, guys, figure out how
he's being
he gets
hazed.
Up into
how does he's been up there forever. Eventually he'll let you let down.
Can you set up a sandwich?
See, and this shot is fine. Of all the shots they had to redo, what's wrong with this?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this.
It's fine.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Biggs.
Yeah. Oh, Porkins.
Red 2,
Porkins.
Standing by. Red 90, Wedge. Standing by. Red 18, standing by. Red 13, standing by.
For some reason, my friends and I had a longstanding tradition of every time Wedge is on the screen saying, Wedge!
So you were gigantic
These guys have their
nerds.
Own symbols on their helmets. Like, they don't all have that rebel symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, like call signs are, you know.
Biggs, fighter in my memory as a kid, Biggs was always the guy with the taxi symbol on his head.
Right.
Yeah.
Maverick, Iceman, Goose.
See, they show them going towards the big thing. That's why it's confusing. The non-trench, you know, they're going towards the equator.
Yeah. See, that guy's got a British accent, but he's trying really hard for like a Texas accent.
Yeah.
It's not quite hitting the mark.
Cheerio, boy, we're going in.
The first effect shot of the movie, I think. So this big arena always reminds me of Clash of the Titans when they had the little stop motion guys.
Yes!
Yeah.
Why is C-3PO allowed to be in the control room?
Because he's a main character.
Because Princess Leia likes him?
No one notices him. He's like furniture.
They simply don't have the manpower to eject him.
Yeah. He's very heavy.
All their bouncers are in Y-Wing squadron, so...
There's that siren.
Yep.
You will hear later in the trailers for Rogue One.
Our turbo lasers.
They're so small.
In
poor
the,
planning.
Return to the regular lasers.
In The Last Jedi, don't they have ultra cannons?
I don't think these are lasers. I've always kind of justified their slowness as being like hunks of plasma that's being shot into the air.
Yeah, right.
Because
otherwise,
like
phasers
they go
in Star Trek,
the
right?
Speed of light, which you would not see them, and it would be impossible.
They're not laser guns; they're blasters
for Porkins.
There he goes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's only down to 18 seconds now, which is what I don't get. It's only been 10 seconds since the last shot.
He taps his helmet. Wake up, dude.
Yeah.
It's not their helmet.
What am I hearing?
I'm hearing things.
You heard that before. Right after he died, you heard his voice in your non-helmeted head.
No, he saw TK421 do that earlier, and he's like, that's how you do these things.
I love the stylized X that's it's on the screen in front of Luke in the X-Wing. It's also on the screen in the background in the control room. It must mean something, other than this is the only symbol we can think to put on a screen.
It means that they're very powerful mutants.
They're monitoring everybody because they know the instant he turns off his targeting computer.
I love the black stormtrooper helmet TIE fighter guys.
He's extra.
They're
bad.
So great.
I like that they've all got those blue blocker technologies in their helmet visors.
Oh, yeah.
I had those on my ski goggles in the 70s.
Yeah, they can go skiing later.
I felt a lot like Luke.
At least these targeting things make more sense than the ones in the Falcon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, it's really just showing you when it's in front of you. So
yeah,
we're not
sure. You know, yeah.
See, by the next movie, Vader had learned to delegate. Now he's going to actually go in there and chase him himself.
R2, your head can spin around 180 degrees. Why don't you watch my back?
I like that engine hit. That's one thing that does read well. You could tell he got hit in the engine. You can tell it wasn't fatal, but is damaging. You can see why R2 might be trying to fix it. And just don't ask questions about how he's going to fix everything from his central spot on the ship.
Yeah.
I can't quite reach. Sorry, Luke, you're out of luck.
For all the things that happen in this fight, it's really readable.
Yeah. Random guy.
Sorry, the wedge flies through that dude.
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, I love that guy's mustache in the background.
That scene they did improve in the special edition. And one of those Y-wings disappeared before going off screen, but, you know.
Oh, here we go.
He's constantly turning that knob.
I really like that back at base, their voices are all super distorted. I think that's really cool.
Yes.
A cool effect.
Yep. That's a good camera move.
Yeah. Let's reuse that two or three more times.
It's so good. You can build a movie around it.
Some of these guys are jiggling up and down more than others.
Yes.
Well, some of them have better suspension.
I like the
stay on target.
The pilotese, where they speak in that strange cadence of airlines pilots. Really works. Mm-hmm. Targeting computers.
Switch to target.
Computer is locked. Roger.
The guns. They've stopped. That guy's from Brooklyn. I love this guy. This is the old veteran. He doesn't even have the chin strap.
Yeah.
They do a great job of not having everything look the same. The pilots all have personalities. But on the stormtrooper side, Darth's wingmen are always perfectly in sync with him because they're on the same wreck.
Yeah. And since they had such limited shots that they could even do, it amazes me they're able to establish place, right? Yeah. Like, you don't even see the ships they're chasing in that shot. You just see the TIE fighters.
There's a goof here. The goof here. So he calls him Gold Leader, even though he is not Gold Leader.
Mm-hmm.
That was his final mistake.
More sideburns.
This is the downer guy. We've analyzed their attack.
It's a neat hat.
Overestimate.
Oh!
With the R's
seconds.
Every time 15 I
15 seconds.
Yep.
When you don't know it's seconds.
It is counting down in seconds.
Well,
I can count.
Well, no, they cut it. They cut it so you don't see it tick over a second. Yep. Second. They're centons, Dan.
Metric time. Yeah. Metric time.
Yeah, Dalek time. It's not one of your Earth seconds, Dan. This is a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, where time was different.
Now, how do you know it was a long time ago?
So I think the trench helps with the geography here because it basically makes it one-dimensional, and you just have to know who's in front and who's in back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's a little bit of above there, but you have no idea where those ships are coming in. See, there's the X again.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Trying this again.
Just a few seconds.
You get that number counting
down. Seconds.
The old phone.
Accent slipping.
Almost. The old coiled phone cord attaching to the
that's good
targeting
that's good 70s props.
Oh, dude. Almost
these
there.
These guys got nerves of steel. He doesn't care if people are getting blown up behind him. He's got a job to do.
You're basically just driving straight, dude.
He's so happy. So happy in this moment. He's going to be the hero
of
the rebellion.
Everybody staggers. So it did some damage.
Be a hero. You're going to have action figures and movies. And I went, oh, no, I guess not. No medal for me.
I wonder if that guy, like 30 years down the road, was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They tell you Luke Skywalker blew up the Death Star, but I'll tell you who got that exhaust port first.
Yeah, I softened it up.
Me.
Yep. I mean, he's not going to tell anybody anything. I hate to burst your bubble there. Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't think that guy gets to go to conventions and have a short autograph line?
I thought you meant the pilot. No,
they killed the actor, too. It's method acting. 9 seconds.
1 minute.
And Peter Cushing has a flyaway hair about 2 seconds ago. A flyaway hair lit up by the spotlight.
Throttle? Boss?
I know.
Beggar's Canyon? Why do I expect you, Mustache Man, to know about Beggar's Canyon?
I think this is a reused shot.
Computers. I don't trust them.
I did get to meet Dennis Lawson at the Star Wars convention last year, which was very nice. He's very Scottish.
Luke keeps saying full throttle, and I think that's a gasoline engine thing.
You don't know what these
things are.
Well,
it's a metaphor.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sure.
They also run on gasoline.
Yes, I'll just do everything.
They're on your 6, actually, not your 3.
See, Luke is a good leader here, because he tells them you can't do anything back there. He tells them not to just stand there and get shot.
Yeah.
Sorry, says Wedge, never to be seen again. No.
He doesn't tell Biggs to leave, though. Biggs, you can do some more good back there. Could you just absorb a few more blazers and laser transformer? Yeah.
Laser sponge.
Of course, you know, so like you see one X-Wing there. Where the heck is Luke?
I love that this is totally his dad killing his best friend.
Yeah.
I always thought Biggs was a bad influence on you.
There's the Cushing pose. He does the same pose earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
I love that shot where Leia just comes in from the left to look concerned. It's less than a second, but it really shows, oh, I'm extra concerned now.
You got to turn this knob a little bit more.
Twist that knob.
And Luke has a knob. Everyone
focus.
Has a knob.
It's a focus. Yes. Come on.
You have a knob. I have a knob.
Hello to our British listeners who enjoy that exchange.
Don't use the knob, Luke.
The fascinating teen sequel to Everybody Poops. You have a knob. I have a knob.
Ooh.
All of this dialogue reminds me of the Star Wars arcade game more than the movie.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the guy we sent up to do this is a saboteur.
Look at them like, he's got to
be
kidding.
It's like TK421. They're right on top of him. Like, geez, are you in my cockpit with me? Second he turns off his computer, right on his butt.
I will kill my son before I even get a chance to know him.
I've lost R2. Is R2 dead? I hope R2 is not dead.
Surprised at that range, Anakin didn't recognize R2, frankly.
Right.
He got his head off.
What are the odds?
Well, I'll say this is good movie making because we got to see the primary ignition being commenced earlier.
Take camera
we
two.
We have a rough idea of what's going down.
What's going down in the control room? Local public access television station.
Mm-hmm. And those poor guys in the hallway.
It's late night with Grand Moff Tarkin.
You know, hello.
My favorite guy. See, the guy who just who's like, I got nothing to do here but collide with Vader.
That's right.
Yes, it's
Vader said, I have you now.
No.
And Vader got to shoot too. He got to fire. Vader took his shot. He just missed.
Yeah.
I remember people arguing about whether Darth Vader would be back.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
He spun off into the space.
Yeah. Dissolve to camera 3.
Stand by.
Tarkin, special guest tonight.
Don't press the explosion button.
Oh, no.
You press the explosion button.
I remember being so satisfied with this explosion.
Yeah.
Like, that's why it burns me so much that they changed it. It was so satisfying.
It was.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah.
I like the Chewie in that scene is like, don't touch me.
I'm still flying this thing, idiot.
Oh, he's upside down.
And there he's
in space.
Oh, that level off.
Where's my knob?
Dude, where's my knob?
Dude, sweet, what's mine say?
Your knob will be with you always.
There's a guy standing right by the ladder when Luke comes out. Luke claps him on the back and the guy gives him a disgusted look and walks away. Congratulations to one of the three guys that came back from that mission.
She's just a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. She knew there was more to him than money.
Yeah. He'll be all right. Whatever.
See, even 3PO has the edge taken off. Now he's willing to donate parts.
Yeah.
He feels bad about hitting him and kicking him for the earlier parts of the movie.
And later, in a private ceremony in a Mayan temple.
They're all cardboard.
I gotta say, I love that in these Marvel Star Wars comics that they started doing, that Luke like keeps that jacket for a while, because it's a sweet jacket,
awesome,
right?
Jacket. Yeah. Han doesn't need a jacket. He's fine the way he is.
Although, if you look at his shirt, that's now like a collared shirt, it doesn't really make sense with the shirt that he had before. Yeah. That's very confusing.
This is being done to shame all of the other people. Like, we have given you all this training and look.
Luke? Wait a second. Yeah. Why did they use any of these people in the attack on the Death Star?
Okay, so why does Chewie walk down the hall, the walkway with them, right, if they're not going to give him a medal?
Someone might try to kill Han.
He's an emotional support Wookiee.
He is also to be recognized.
Seriously, actually, I never really thought about this before. They have this many people, and they couldn't throw them at the Death Star?
They're ground troops.
The
they only have so many ships. Yeah,
they went past the pilots. There were like 50 people in pilot uniforms.
X-wing for the farm boy who shot rats before.
I'm not sure how much use ground troops are against the Death Star.
There were pilots. There were guys in X-wing uniforms there. See, all the guys in orange.
Pretty impressive here, too.
She got a new hairdo and a new white dress, I might add.
Oh, mm-hmm. R2's fine.
It's her spare princess outfit.
Yeah.
No, that was definitely Kenny Baker in there rocking back and forth.
The medal, the music here that they use for the medal ceremony is what we used as the recessional when I got married.
Oh,
nice.
It's good music. I got here's the hypothetical question is if they just rebuilt R2 from different pieces, it's like the Argonaut. Is he still the same android?
They saw the movie and liked it too, so they're cheering too.
This is such a satisfying way to end a movie.
I agree.
Huge fanfare. Yes. People get medals and there's applause.
Everybody smiles.
And they lived happily ever after.
It's a victory.
Except for Chewbacca, who didn't get a medal.
That will be rectified someday.
He was too tall for Leia to reach over.
It's a logistical issue, yeah.
Peter Cushing
gets his own credit.
I don't believe he exists. And Alec Guinness.
And Alec Guinness.
The next people. Kenny Baker is in the next set of people.
But I think it's great that they give credit to Kenny Baker and Peter Mayhew and David Prowse, mm-hmm. because a lot of movies wouldn't.
Yeah.
And the fact that they listed Kenny Baker means I still think of Kenny Baker as core Star Wars cast.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
He is.
Yeah. He's not even in R2-D2 a lot of the time.
You can't do it without him.
In all the Star Wars cards, whenever they showed R2-D2, they would say Kenny Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's also an Ewok, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's inside Jabba.
Jawa the Hutt. Mm-hmm. Very small. They went a different way.
Kenny Baker in all
he
of
had
us.
A big tiny part.
Film editor
small.
Richard Chu, after whom Chewbacca was... No, that's not true.
There's Marshall Lucas.
Yep.
Oh, Ralph McQuarrie.
Ralph McQuarrie, who I love so much.
Ben Burtt.
It is disturbing how many of these names I have an emotional reaction to.
Whoa, but no one ever talks about Jay Miracle. Okay. Jay Miracle. That is an amazing name.
Maybe in the world, it's amazing, but to us, it's just normal. Because I feel the same way about some of these. Yeah.
Bruce Sharman.
Okay, I gotta say, though, I think Ann Skinner might have been sleeping on the job a little bit.
Once in a while.
Rick Baker with a makeup credit.
Rick Baker.
Yeah. Rick Baker is on the second unit.
John Jay, writer of the Federalist Papers.
I wonder whatever happened to Rick Baker.
And Dennis Muren.
Dennis Muren.
And Richard Edlund. And Dennis Muren, yeah.
Dennis Muren is second cameraman.
Yeah.
A lot of future very famous people were... Had lowly jobs in this movie.
Well, and satellite artist Ralph McQuarrie. Ralph McQuarrie got multiple.
If you were one of the optical effects people on Star Wars, the whole rest of your career is set.
Yes.
Well, until the computers came, and then you had to make a transition or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you didn't, apparently you just go work for Leica or somebody, right?
Connie McCrum, no relation to Salacious Crumb.
Do you know that for sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I strongly recommend Rick Baker's Instagram because he's still sculpting stuff just for fun.
Yeah.
By the way, that was special effects credit for Dan O'Bannon, who also wrote Alien.
Yeah. DePatie Freeling Enterprises, they were doing mm-hmm. the worst cartoons at that point.
They were.
You know what's kind of crazy is just how short these credits
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, that there's a lot fewer names back then.
These days, yeah. you get every person who lives in New Zealand.
C-3PO spelled out, and then with the yes. letters and numbers.
And R2-D2 oh.
same Red 2, way. Wedge. Red 3, Biggs.
John
Red
D.
Red 4, John D. Porkins.
Is there not a dash in C-3PO?
Porkins.
I always thought there was.
General Taggy and General Mahdi. I thought it was Tag.
Thanks yeah. to the members for being members of the Incomparable, and I want to thank my commentators, Kelly Gamont, Monty Ashley, Shannon Sutterth, John Syracuse, and Dan Morin. The Force will be with you all. Always.
Wow, those were short credits. That's before you get the first scene in a Marvel movie, like the first yeah. post-credit sequence.
Mr. Chewbacca, I'd like to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.